Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, it's Heath Mulliken from the Double Dropkick Show. I hope everybody's having a great Labor Day. So you may be watching the video of this on the Double Dropkick Show YouTube channel, or you may be listening to this on our podcast. But I wanted to take just a few minutes and tell you about my trip the other night to Battle Zone Wrestling. I apologize if you're watching the video. I have no idea how to make this where this is not backwards. But Battle Zone Wrestling, September 3rd in Simpsonville, South Carolina, put on their show September to Remember. This was the first Battle Zone show that I had been able to attend, but know a lot of the guys working there. And to be honest, there's a couple of reasons I went. Number one, had never been to one of their shows, and they were within an hour, and I had the night open. Secondly, their main event was James Drake versus John Schuyler versus BJ Hancock for the Battle Zone U.S. title, and seeing those three guys in a match together was absolutely intriguing. I got a front row seat and sat directly across from the hard cam because I knew they were going to release it on DVD, and I wanted to be in every shot. So let me just tell you a little bit about the show. First of all, great, great show. Absolutely. There were five matches on the card, and they were all great. So the first match was Tracer X, who we've used at three count. Great guy. I've actually got a quick interview with him that I'm posting on the podcast. And he was wrestling Anthony Janazzo. Okay, I think I said that right. I think I've seen Janazzo wrestle maybe once or twice. What was good about this match was, and most independent wrestling is its best when a match tells a story. So either you've got to have a built-in storyline, or within the match itself, the two wrestlers or the two teams have to tell a story. And these two guys told a really good story. It started, Janazzo comes out, and it was a good loud crowd. And I love independent wrestling because you can interact with the wrestlers. And as soon as he came out, he really set the tone, because Janazzo was just talking one-on-one with the fans. And he and Tracer X put on a good match. Tracer X, you know, hits that 450 at the end, which is just, it's just an impressive move. I don't care who does it, where they do it, and Tracer X always does a great job. But again, it was a good match. It was a good match, and two good guys. The second match was Boomer Payne and Josh Powers. So Josh Powers, I found out later, wore Janazzo's leather vest out to the ring. So when he goes, he hands it to the referee. The referee sets it on the ring apron, and it falls off the ring apron. And Powers flips out, gets it, yells at the ref. But it begins this whole sequence, which finally ends with Boomer. Somebody gets the jacket, takes it to the back. Boomer goes to the back. After he's already come out, they hit his music again, and he comes out wearing the leather vest, drops it in the trash can, and then after Powers wins the match, gets it out of the trash can. It was something that was I'm assuming it was improvised, because you can't plan for a vest to just fall off the apron like that. But the way that they used that, and the way that they used it to get the crowd into the match, it was just great. It was just great. And that, listen, That's what was great about this whole card, is I went in, didn't really know a whole lot about Battle Zone except the guys working there. And yet in every match, they pulled me in. And I so appreciate the effort that takes, and I appreciate the work that the guys did. And Boomer and Josh just had a great back and forth match. At the end, Boomer missed a shoulder tackle into the corner. I thought he had killed himself. And Powers finished him off with that just devastating, I don't know what he calls it, but it's like the Rainmaker clothesline, and just took poor Boomer's head off. Okay, so the third match, Eric Anton, who I had not seen work before, and Zane Riley, who I'd not seen work in South Carolina before. I've seen him work, saw him work at Pro Wrestling Bushido in Augusta, Georgia, seen him wrestle at PWX. He's part of the Revolt with Caleb Conley. But these guys just put, again, it was just a great, entertaining match. It had some comedy in it where Zane Anton went to the second rope for an axe handle. Zane calls timeout. The ref and Anton freeze. And it was great. It was so different. It was so entertaining. I know a lot of old school people would kind of poo-poo and stuff like that. But for me, and I've said this before, I'll always say this. When you go to the circus, it's not all tigers. It's not all lions. It's not all horses. There's trapeze and there's clowns. And it is a well-rounded show. And I think wrestling really needs to try to be that as well. And again, it was a good match. Anton played the heel really well. They worked the crowd, okay? They worked the crowd. And for a lot of people, that is a lost art. A lot of guys just want to get in the ring, get their stuff in, and they don't really pay attention to the people that are there. And so when, like I said, when wrestlers go out of their way to engage with the crowd, that's to me, what it's all about. So they had a good match. The semi-main event after the intermission was TJ Boss, who's part of the END, which is, I believe, a faction. They're in WrestleForce. They do different things. And he was joined at the ring by Kevin Phoenix and Zuka King. And he faced Bryce Anthony. Now, TJ Boss is a big guy. And Bryce is a big guy, too. And you know somebody's big if they make Bryce look a little smaller. I'd never seen TJ Boss work. So impressed. So impressed with his work. So impressed with the match that he and Bryce had. There was one place in particular where he threw Bryce, and Bryce is a big guy, okay? Threw Bryce up, caught him, and did like a Samoan drop. Dude, I'm telling you, there were three or four times in this match where the crowd popped huge. That was one. There's a video I posted on Facebook where Bryce, TJ's trying to superplex him off the top rope. Bryce knocks him down. And then Bryce, instead of jumping off the ropes onto TJ, comes off onto the floor, onto Zuka and Phoenix. Zuka and Phoenix did great. That, you know, again, engaged the crowd. Kevin Phoenix was doing a Facebook Live video during the match, which Facebook Live, man, has added a whole nother dimension to wrestling. But this was a very entertaining match. TJ Boss hit a stinking super kick on Bryce. Just a good match. And then the main event. You've got three guys, okay? And John Skyler, BJ Hancock, and James Drake. Skyler, as a lot of people know, has been working in NXT with Corey Hollis. They've worked some matches on Raw. Huge. So let me just say that. So Skyler, at the same time, you know, was WrestleForce champion for over a year, I believe. He was PWX champion for, had a very long reign. Just a solid just a solid, solid worker. James Drake is probably, James Drake has as much buzz in the Carolinas as anybody this year, and absolutely well worth it. Mark and I have talked about him, you know, on other episodes of the show. He almost looks like a young big boss man, and can move, and actually hits a dive on Skyler and Hancock. You know, actually hits the moonsault on Skyler, and then BJ does what he does best, and that is slip in, throw Drake out, and pin Skyler to retain the title. BJ Hancock, I can't say enough about him. I would say, I think BJ Hancock's underrated. I've had the opportunity to work with him in Golden Corner Wrestling, where he's the champion, and also, Three Count Pro Wrestling. Solid, solid worker. I've never seen him have a bad match with anybody, and, cut some really, really funny promos. Just throws some just great references in there. And when he and Brett Wolverton, you know, worked together, the manager angle, it's just great. It's good stuff. And, you know, Skyler's that guy. You know, every time you see him in the Carolinas, you're thinking, this, okay, this is the last time I might see him. You never know when he's going to, you know, sign with NXT. Sign with WWE. So again, I can't say enough. If you get the opportunity to go to a Battle Zone show, they're working to run every month. Their next show is October the 1st. It's actually going to be a little closer to me in Easley, South Carolina. Absolutely. I firmly believe that you know, you should support independent wrestling as much as you can. These guys, you know, lay it all on the line, and you know, absolutely, Battle Zone absolutely gave me my money's worth. So let me say that as well. This is what I love about wrestling. Is across from me on the front row was some older folks. And I was watching them during the whole show, just how they were getting into it, and they were cheering, and they were booing, and, you know, Zane Riley does his deal with the thumb up the butt and the suplex, and he did that to Eric Anton. These old ladies on the front row, they lost their minds. They went nuts. So after the show, I find out these folks are outside, and I just said, hey, I had as much fun watching you guys as I did the wrestling. The way you guys responded, it was great. And found out that this woman, it was her 88th birthday, and her daughter brought her and said, what do you want to do for your birthday? And she said, I just want to go to wrestling. And that's what's so great about wrestling. You got an 88-year-old woman celebrating her birthday. You got families with their kids there. There was three high school age guys on the other side who were chanting and cheering. And it was just a great night of wrestling. And so big props to Bryce and Boomer. Just, you know, great job. And like I said, I look forward to going to more Battle Zone shows, and I would encourage you to do the same as well. You can, they're on Facebook, Battle Zone Wrestling. They're on Twitter at Real Battle Zone. I think that's also their Instagram. So give them, you know, give them a look. And if you're in that Greenville area, that's where they typically run. They run some shows in Gaffney. They run at the Peach Festival. So it's good stuff. So, again, this is Heath Mulliken for the Double Dropkick Show. Don't forget, you can support the show now by going to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/doubledropkick. And whether you give $1 a month, $5 a month, or $10 a month, you are going to get exclusive content. You are going to get episodes that are not going to be released to the public. There's some other things that you can get, you know, with your pledge or with your donation. Just trying to help cover the cost, the monthly cost of our show. DoubleDropKick.com is our website where we're going to be uploading more videos, more articles, those kind of things. At the DDK Show is where you can find Mark on Twitter. I'm at Heath Mulliken. And I look forward, you know, just to going to see more good wrestling. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you guys soon.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.